Yeah, it is, and it just shows how brutal and unforgiving the Premiership is, isn't it? Because they're a good side, and you know they're coming probably pretty desperate for a result, and you know desperation can drive you to really great things, and yeah, we have to be on our game. We're slightly probably performed better than even what we've got on the log at the moment, but we're still in the top four. We've played Exeter, Bath, and Leicester away. Arguably, we could have won all three away games. The only time we've underperformed this season, in my opinion, was Sale at home. So we have to make sure our mindset is right, and we got away with that against Sale. We want to make sure that when London Irish come here, that we treat them as they should be, as an outstanding rugby side. The league is just what it is. It's just brutal and unforgiving, and we have to make sure we have to get our best game on the pitch. You know, you have a couple of knocks and bruises here and there, but we've got a strong side going out this weekend, and we're just going to get stronger as this season goes on.
Nice to be back to 3 o'clock on a Saturday for a game as well, because we've had Thursday night, Friday night, you name it, a lot of mixing around. So for the fan base, as much as anybody, just to get back to a nice Saturday afternoon game will be hopefully very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm delighted for them, and I know it's going to be hopefully on the way to a sellout, which you know, it is a local derby, and they're always tight and fraught no matter what happens, and we know that, like, we've actually played them twice in pre-season as well. So you know, Tom Coventry is one of the, you know, great coaches, come up here, he's going to put his mark on that group, and as we'll get stronger, so will they. And you look at their results, and you know, they went to Saracens, and you know, Shane Geraghty did a kick to get them a bonus point away at Saracens, and you know, that's, he missed it unfortunately, but that's the quality of what they've got. We have to be right on it, and as I said, a couple of knocks and bruises of people not around. Jamie Roberts just around the corner. It's mouthwatering what we're building here, we're really looking forward to it. But we've built ourselves a base. You know, that run that I said that we had in those first five games, done really well in Europe, you know, opening ourselves to an opportunity to do a job against Calvisano, and even though it's the Challenge Cup, we want to win that tournament. We've won it three times before. It's special to us, and we want to win that, but we also want to get make sure that the base we've built in the league is one that we can really kick on from now, and that starts with doing a job against Irish.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to the big game, if that's all right, because it's a huge, huge occasion for Harlequins. Again, we've got, for the third time, Great Ormond Street Hospital on board as the charity, festive time of year, and just a very, very enjoyable occasion.
It's awesome, and I'm not up with music, but Rudimental is definitely something. When I said it to my wife, she was all over and saying it was brilliant. And
I'm with you, yeah.
So I'm sure even Robbo's heard of Rudimental as he walks by. Really, it's exciting. It's a great day out to play. In, you know, in front of a capacity crowd at the home of English rugby is very special. I know we're a game by game sort of group. We're giving for some of our, you know, World Cup players a bit of a break after this weekend. We'll take that opportunity. We have to at some stage, and they were promised that when they came back from the World Cup, what they will be firing for a big game. I'm excited because the selection options that we have when we come to a big game. When you know that Jamie Roberts is joining after the varsity.
I was going to say, right, so...
He's going to play against Calvisano at home, you know, the week after, just the varsity, to make sure that he's up and running in Quinn's colours, and it'll put him available for selection, and then you have the likes of, you know, Kerr, Evans, Marlon Jarrard will be hopefully out of hospital. He's had an illness recently, and he's been in hospital, so he'll miss out against London Irish, but he'll... hopefully we'll be back in one of the Calvisano games. He had a very bad MRSA, actually. It could have been very serious. So an infection from a stamp he got on his calf. So we'll be looking to, you know, thankfully he's through it. He's out of hospital today, and yeah, it's just a matter of easing him back into it. So we can put out one heck of a team, and we're really, really excited. We have to be more clinical and more ruthless, but this team is going to get incredibly strong as the season progresses, and you can feel the enjoyment and vibe. It's not at its peak yet. When it will be, it's going to be a pretty formidable team. And I just said that, you know, there's three away games. Leicester, Exeter and Bath arguably could have won all three. We didn't. Could have got beaten at Sale when we didn't have our mindset right. At home against Sale. But those three away games, to go away and perform like we did, and to be arguably the better side in all three says that we are going somewhere.
Absolutely. Just going back, if I can, to the big game for a second. Tickets obviously still available. Just to look more at that charity angle and just the whole festive angle to it as well. It is a very good opportunity, isn't it, for people to come enjoy the game with their family after Christmas and also for a really worthy cause.
Well, to get to Twickenham with the family, with the prices that you have available to you and the entertainment, and I know from my wife and my kids, they love getting out. I know we've, you know, over 30, 40 from my local village on the way to the game. I've got friends coming down, you know, from Cundall, you know, and up in Yorkshire, and they really it just captures it. Has captured the imagination, and it's just very, very exciting. And it's great to be able to contribute to such worthy charities, but also to see smiles on young kids' faces just going to a game. And you look at both sides. You look at the Gloucester team, and you look at the household names they have. It's pretty special.
Absolutely. Connor, just to finish off then, moving forward from here, from your own point of view, you're obviously incredibly motivated and galvanised by the job that you're still doing, and hopefully you'll be continuing to do that for a good while to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're building something incredibly special again, and in a way it's almost therapeutic and even all the more enjoyable to feel that we're turning the ship around, because we had a really difficult 5 months and you ask yourself some serious questions. But we've recruited well. You know, I think things have evened up this year in terms of the salary cap and the changes that have made, and it's allowed us to invest a little bit more. And we've got a squad which believes it can go toe-to-toe with anybody. And when you've got that belief, that's half the battle. And then you look at the quality of player, both old and young, and we've a few more bullets to come. So it's exciting.